Good morning, y'all, and welcome to Raw Talk. It is currently Thursday, December 12th at 10:48 a.m., and I should be getting ready for work, but instead I'm recording part of a podcast. Hey, y'all. So, as I have mentioned, if you are someone I know via friend or family, what is up? Howdy. How are ya? You already understand what this podcast is about because I have posted the want to make a podcast and what I would be kind of having it entail. So if you're not one of those people, or if you are, whatevs, this podcast is meant to be a piece of positivity for those that need it. I am willing to give advice on school and education because if you know me, I love education. It means the world to me. So I would love to be able to be that person or some person's help and assistance, whether that be applying to school or not knowing where to go or being scared of telling your parents that you don't want to do what they want you to do, all that kind of stuff, FAFSA, hell, I'll even be a tutor. If you need help with someone teaching you, I'll help. But aside from that, it's not only just about school. It really is straight about positivity and how to get through tough times in your life. If you know me, you know that I've been through the ringer. Life has not been so great to me, but I'm still... how do I explain this? I'm still well-versed in being able to help people through their tough times. And I will be able to speak about bullying because your girl has been through a lot of bullying. Body image that entails bullying, not for everyone, but for me. And just straight life advice. And then it's not only that, we're going to have fun on here. We're going to talk about some faves. We're going to do some quizzes. I might even try to be cool like those other famous podcasters and have people on my podcast, but you know what I mean? It would be cool. So this is the first podcast. It's not that much. We're going to probably just talk about some of my current faves just to get the layout there. So no advice because this is my first episode, as I've reiterated like 13 times because I'm an idiot. So we're just going to go over to my makeup and we're going to sit there and we are going to talk about my faves in the food world, in the makeup world, in that fun world. If you know what I mean. So, my favorite thing in the whole world is my cat. As most of you know. Yeah, I love the pieces. I love him. My favorite cosmetics brand is Tarte. But among that, my favorite product by Tarte is their Shape Tape Concealer. Can I get an amen? It is insane. It covers literally anything. And it is... oh my god, it is phenomenal. But I also found a dupe because I think this one is a little cheaper. But the Kylie Cosmetics Skin Concealer is pretty good too. Just saying. In terms of candles, which I always get this question. Everyone asks what my favorite candle scent is. I can't tell you that. What I can't tell you is I can split the candles into seasons and tell you my favorite based on the seasons. But I cannot just give you a favorite. That's not going to happen. So. Oh, and I have to split it between brands too. Because y'all know Yankee Candle and Bath & Body Works is where it's at. So. For spring/fall. My favorite candle. From. Yankee Candle. Is going to be their leaves scent. And my favorite scent from Bath & Body Works for their fall scents is the Perfect Autumn because it's amazing. And it is quite literally the Perfect Autumn. It is quite amazing. Guys, is this ASMR? I want to know if you guys can hear that. It's just my concealer. I don't know how good the microphone is on here. And then, in terms of, like, wintry scents, my favorite wintery. No, not wintery. Hold on. We're going to pause. I don't have a wintry scent for Yankee Candle. But my favorite wintry scent for Bath & Body Works is the scent. Literally winter. So good. And then if we're going to move on to Christmassy scents, my favorite Christmas scent from Yankee Candle is always going to be an evergreen or a spruce or a Christmas tree. And for Bath & Body Works, oh my god, my favorite scent for Christmas is, sorry, don't mind me. Oh god, I have two. Nope, Sarah, pick one. Pick one. Oh my god. Twisted Peppermint. Sorry. It is so mother trucking good. So good. Another fave, which shouldn't be shocking to any one of you, is cold brew. We're off the candle topic because I could talk for hours. Cold brew. That is where it is at. Cold brew coffee. Oh, and I've actually been wicked loving lattes, which is phenomenal. Oh, totally sidetracked. This is going to be fun. Having a podcast is going to be great. I did get back accepted back into Becker, which is exciting, and my classes start the end of August, and I'm so excited I could poop, but that's besides the fact. Yesterday, my cat bit me on my lip. I, like, straight up have two holes in my lip. He's lucky he's cute, and that I love him, because that would be a problem. I feel like you can hear every noise I'm making, and I don't think I'm comfortable with it. But I honestly don't know what else to put in this podcast. So I'm probably just gonna end it here. Just because this was my first episode and it's definitely wicked wonky. But one day when I wake up early enough, I can have a real podcast. Or I can have one after work. You know what I mean? But hey guys, this is Raw Talk. Get ready for some fun ones. I'm serious. This podcast is legit. Seeing as I can't make it in the YouTube world, and I love to talk, the podcast is where it's at. So, hey, keep on following me. Subscribe to me on any place you listen to your fave podcast. Please do. Please do. This is going to be a fun one. Thank you, guys.